Then in 1945, I went to the Americans and said, I'm a jurist and want to practice as an attorney. So why weren't you in the party? Was their reply. Now you're asking me. For 12 years, I was asked why I wasn't in the party. They checked in the documentation center. It was true, at no time had I been involved. Finally, in July 1945, the Americans allowed me to practice as an attorney. The denazification courts were a big mistake. Those who had denounced someone who then lost his life in Dachau should have been tried for murder or negligent homicide in a regular court of law. The denazification courts were really a complete mistake. After the war, I discovered that the swastika bacillus had by no means died out. It's incredible how many people advanced in their careers later on. Quite apart from Filbinger, there was Theodor Mounts, for example, or Willy Geiger. Experts in constitutional law and governmental law, all people who actively committed wrong in the Third Reich. In his writings, Mounts propagated the view, for instance, that the Führer is the creator of the law. He is the authoritative interpreter of the law. The Führer is the executor of the law. No legal instance is higher than the Führer. The CSU made this man Secretary of Education, and Franz Josef Strauss awarded him the Medal of Merit for Art and Science. What can one do but shake one's head? And there were many such cases. At the Institute for Contemporary History in Munich, the IFZ, where I am also active, we've drawn up a list of Nazi judges who were all successful again later. How it could all go on afterwards remains a mystery. Herr Wölzl is an incredible example here. He was chairman of the special court that tried Rupert Mayer. I corresponded with him after the war and he communicated the following. I admire Father Rupert Mayer immensely. I wanted to lay down my office as judge because I didn't like what was going on, but family reasons prevailed. I asked him what family reasons he meant. Wölzl was married to a Jewish Pole, and the Nazis undertook nothing against her as long as he returned the right verdicts at the special court. The case is officially documented, otherwise one simply wouldn't believe it.